Gobby sat on a small plastic chair in front of a huge wooden table half the room in size that probably cost more than her yearly income. She could see the shiny black shoes of her interviewer. He sat still and calm, like a careless executioner used his victim's anxiety and terror. And surely, Gobby felt, she was just one more unimportant girl to kill before heading out to lunch. It'd been 5 years since graduation, 150 job applications, 28 interviews, and zero acceptance. She just needed a chance, someone to believe in her and what she could give to the world. "Thank you for your time, Miss Goodswill," the interviewer said without looking at her. "If you don't receive an email from HR within a week, you may regard it as rejection. We appreciate your application for Condon & Co." The interviewer pointed her out with her pen and picked up his phone. Gobby nodded, still wearing her smile. As she went out, her hands dropped, her shoulders sagged, and her smile faded. She had been in too many interviews to know what that meant. She needed to break through this wall, and she needed to do it now. Her food, rent, and life depended on it. That's not how she had imagined life after college, barely surviving on a gig while getting rejected from any proper position she applied to, or living in the same crumbling apartment since she was a student. Life has to have more than this. When she went into the apartment, Melissa, her roommate since college, was sitting on the old couch eating pizza. Gobby threw her bag on the floor. Noticing her, Melissa said, "Another?" "Another. See, told you. Your life would be much easier if you just do what I do." "What? Live streaming fake energy stones to unsuspected buyers?" "Not fake stones, crystals. Besides," she lit a cigarette, "I also do tarot and tea leaves reading." Gobby reached the table. She touched one of Melissa's crystals. It was smooth and cold. Noticing it, Melissa reached out, placed her hand above the crystal, and it started a slow and delicate spin. "I don't get it. What's the trick with these crystals? How do you make them move like that?"